Here in Pietermaritzburg in the southern tip of Africa, we have in our community been experiencing a vague shadow of what it must have been like for the disciples between Ascension and the gift of Pentecost. You see, 2 days ago, one of our local ibises, which rejoices in the name Ibis Hadadiensis Hadadiensis, flew into one of the major switching stations of the city of Pietermaritzburg. And since then, power has been a matter of faith, not of certainty. Which, of course, means that this little contribution is also delayed by the fried Hadida. But it's strange how it happens when the power goes, because then everything you are normally able to do, everything that you've been planning to do, suddenly comes to an end. But what also opens is the room for alternatives. The space opens to do that which we are often not able to do when everybody is working and studying and when there's enough light for us to do our things until all hours of the day or night. It's exam time here as well, so there's been a lot of that going on. The library light on until all hours, people staying up and coming back to sleep after the exam. What happens when the power goes, when our normal life is ended? We find each other again. We find time to sit and complain about our common lot, which draws us closer together. We find the time to break out the draughts board or the chessboard or the pack of cards to occupy ourselves instead of just staring squared-eyed at a TV screen. We find the power that lies with simply being people together and not students or lecturers busy organizing their lives around the end of the semester. We find the time to be fully human again. The disciples lost their power and lost their focus when Jesus ascended into heaven. And yet, with today's reading, we are assured that Jesus has given us glory. I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. With me and them and you and me, may they be so completely one that the world will realize that it was you who sent me, and that I have loved them as much as you loved me. Once the distractions are taken away, once the power outside of ourselves is taken away, we're able to find each other again, to find the power of the friendship which exists in community, to find the power of the simple things in life which support us and which make us more fully human than all the complex things that rely on electrical power. So the disciples lost their focus, they lost their center of power. And in the time of preparation before the gift of Pentecost, when that power dawned so powerfully in each of their lives again, they were empowered in each other's presence. They found the community, which is the preparation for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so as the temperatures here plummet to an all-time low of 4 degrees above freezing in the city, and that makes most of us feel like ice blocks, I know those who have lived through winter in the Northern Hemisphere regard this as a joke, but please, our summer temperatures are 42 to 48 Celsius sometimes and very humid. This is cold. And in the cold and in the dark, when the power goes, we are not lonely. We find each other. We find companionship. We find the glory that is always present, and we are called to recognize it again. The disciples found that in their waiting on the Holy Spirit. And let us use these few days to find the simple things of community which bears the fertile soil for the burning explosion of God's glory, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which makes of human community the witnessing Church of Christ. Amen.